identifying the components of the clairvoyance system and finding your analyzer. Make yourself comfortable. Please have your feet flat on the floor, your hands and arms and ankles uncrossed. You can rest your hands on your thighs. You do not need to have your hands in any type of mudra for this exploration. Do close your eyes. And take a breath and bring your awareness to your third eye in the center of your forehead, remembering that this is a minor etheric chakra. It's a camera lens. It's a perceptive device. And then, if you'd like, you can put your fingers in your temples. Now bring your awareness to your temples. And if you'd like, you can put your fingers in your temples and draw them back to the back of the hollow, of the soft hollow of the temple, leading towards the back of your head. And when you reach the place where the hollow ends and the bone begins, bring your awareness into where your fingers would touch if they could move toward one another through your skull. You're seeking the pituitary chakra. You may want to put your arms down so you focus on the space in your head rather than on any sensations your arms might be feeling. And the best descriptions I have for the space in the pituitary chakra is just that: foggy space, misty, foggy space, where it's actually difficult to think. If you're thinking, you've left. If you're just sitting in the fog, you've probably found your pituitary chakra. I'll give you another few moments to move your energy, perhaps again from the third eye back into the pituitary chakra, if that's useful, or to simply rest in that pituitary awareness. Now, leaving the pituitary, move your awareness to the very center of your head and your sixth chakra, your astral sixth chakra. Hopefully, from having done the present of presence and from having done the work in the clear course, you have an understanding of that sixth chakra and its presence in the very center of your head. And it'll feel familiar and contextual to your overall sense of self. Now we'll move into the pineal chakra. If you'd like, you can place your index fingers on the very top of your ears and then draw them up about an inch to the top, towards the top of your head, and then another inch back towards the back of your head. And then imagining that you can access the pineal chakra where your fingertips would touch one another if you were able to extend them into your skull. You're seeking the energy of the pineal chakra. When you land in the pineal, there's usually a physical relaxation that accompanies accessing that chakra. It's a knowing energy. And when we deeply know something, our bodies move into resonance with that. And they relax. So you may feel your jaw loosen, or your neck release, or just a sensation of shoulders dropping, or your breath deepening, or the wrinkles in your forehead smoothing themselves out. Whatever you notice, it'll happen every time you access the pineal. So I'll give you a moment or two to rest in the pineal. And then let's move awareness forward, back into the sixth chakra, in the center of your head. You're in your astral sixth chakra, a place you probably already know and love. Moving forward from there into the energy of the pituitary chakra, where time and thought and movement and generation cease. You're simply standing in a sea of mist with no thoughts or cares or needs or desires. You're just there. And then moving forward one more time to your third eye, the center of your forehead. Now, leaving that exercise for the moment, just take a breath. Acknowledge to yourself that you have access to these energy centers and these spaces. They belong to you. You have the imprint of those energies in your awareness. And of course, you have this recording, so you can come back to it at any time. want you to just find your analyzer, and here's an easy way to do it. What five things do you need to get done today? You'll start making a list. I need to get my dishes done. I need to do laundry. I need to go grocery shopping. I need to pay my bills. That's your analyzer. So first, notice the energy of your analyzer. And how different it was and is from all of the other energies you've explored in this meditation. And now let's go source the analyzer. So let your list go. And move yourself back to your pineal chakra. So that's the one that's an inch above the top of your ears and an inch behind. So you'll go from the top of your ears up an inch and then back an inch toward the back of your head. And source your pineal chakra. Again, noticing that sinking in that goes on. That relaxation, that depth of awareness. And then move forward into your sixth chakra, your astral sixth chakra. And that's kind of pretty much in the center of your head. And then slightly in front of that, before you land in the pituitary chakra, you'll find your analyzer. So say hello to your analyzer and watch how fast you land there. And immediately your energy tenses up. Your body starts resonating with whatever the information is that's in there. Maybe you're back to your list. Maybe you're adding to your list. Move forward from there into your pituitary, into that misty stillness with no thoughts, no ideas, no emotions, just space. And then forward to your third eye. And then you can bring yourself out. I would suggest that you ground, that you set your chakras, you run some energy, check your auric boundaries before you move on to anything else that you might be doing next.